type of pie that people would make in a kind of, it's a fruit pie, made in a deep dish. You'd have like a layer of crust and mm-hmm. then a layer of apples or, no, peaches probably maybe. Or,
peach cobbler? Are you trying to think about a cobbler?
Yeah, a cobbler. Now, it was sometimes when they make a cobbler, did you ever know of them to take milk and sweeten up the milk and thicken up the milk to pour over the cobbler? Call it, what would they call that?
I don't know. I know that they... You can use in a peach cobbler stand. You can eat it with a whipped cream or either just pure sweet milk if you want to use it.
Do you ever hear them putting anything like calling anything a dip?
No, but I know that they. I've heard tell of all this dip stuff, but I never.
But not back then.
I don't think that. I think all that's this later model, mm-hmm. later stuff that you that make. You know, you can make a lot of things. You can make and use these chips for dips.
They call that as a dip.
Different kind of thing to use it for dips, but mm-hmm. you make it out of a probably a process of milks and things that, mm-hmm. to make all of it.
Now, if somebody had a real good appetite, you might say, boy, he sure likes to put away his...
I know what he'd call it, putting away his breakfast or no, I don't think I don't know what
to... If he just likes to eat any time, you'd say he really likes to put away his... Okay. He likes all kinds of different...
I just don't know what I'd want to say.
Would you just, maybe just say he likes his food?
Or eat like a hog or something or other. I don't know.
What would you call food that you take between meals?
Snacks? Food snacks, snacks and things? I eat snacks all the time. That's for them fat.
how would they make coffee?
Well, I feel like that a long time ago they boil all their coffee and they had a more or less just a coffee, just a ground coffee, and they just boiled it.
Did you drink much coffee?
Oh yeah, people that was a big thing in the coffee.
They drank it?
They get by on a cup of coffee. If they could get a cup of coffee, they'd think that they done got a meal. Mm-hmm. And I think that that coffee was one thing that they, if they was going out on camp, they'd sure carry the coffee, and it would just be ground coffee, and they'd percolate it in a bucket or any kind of pot, big old granite pot or something other that they could boil it in, set it on fire. And they'd always, the coffee was one thing that they'd always have, maybe coffee and beans.
Did you drink in those days?
Well, I have an idea that people drank a lot smarter water because if they could get to it, if it's where they could get to it, and they probably drank a lot smarter water because I wouldn't know how much or anything about it, but water seemed like more plentiful then than it is now. It seemed like it's not, people are more. Well, people never didn't mind drinking water. They just go down the road and they find a hole of water down the side of the road. Somebody stop and get them a drink. But nowadays, they got to have ice water and they got to have this.
Well, now, if you would drink water at the table, if you had water at the table, what would they drink it out of?
Well, mostly glasses, I suppose. Of course, now, they,